بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we begin today discussing a very, very important topic and issue. And the lesson requires attention and requires attentiveness and listening and taking notes. And we begin today discussing the issues of al-asma' والصفات. الإيمان بأسماء الله الحسنى وصفاته العليا. Believing in Allah's beautiful names and lofty and high attributes of perfection. And lofty and high attributes of perfection. And this means that we believe in his names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe in his descriptions and attributes and characteristics that he has described himself with in his book. We believe in his descriptions and characteristics, in his attributes that he has described himself with in his book. And likewise, that which his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has described him with. So here we take note. To believe in the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning to believe in those names and attributes that Allah has described himself with in his book, meaning in the Quran. And to believe in the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal and the descriptions that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described him with in the authentic sunnah. This is the first point. To believe in them. All of the beautiful names and all of the attributes and characteristics that Allah has mentioned about himself in his book, then we believe in all of them. Then we believe in all of them. Like Allah, he says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. That Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship except for him, and he is Al-Hayy, and he is Al-Qayyum. These are from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, Allah, he says, Alhamdu lillah, Rabbi al-Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So these are from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rabb, that he is the Lord. And from his names is that he is Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. And in this manner, the attributes and the names that he has described himself with in his book, we believe in them, just as they have been mentioned. And likewise, in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We believe in them as well. That which has come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the names and from the attributes and from the characteristics and the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in all of them. We believe in all of them. We understand that? This is the first point. The second point is, how do we believe in them? This part is very important. How do we believe? So we believe in them. Okay, what does that mean that we believe in them? If it's a name or an attribute in the Quran, we believe in it. If it's a name or an attribute of Allah, Azza wa Jal, in the Sunnah, we believe in it. Okay, how do we believe in it? How do we believe in it? The people of knowledge, they mention a very beautiful statement. And we will memorize, inshallah, this statement in Arabic and these terms and learn them in detail. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and this lessons now are very important. All of them are important, but these are especially important. These are especially important to understand how to believe in Allah. Because Allah, He has names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has attributes. And He has descriptions. He has described Himself within His book. And likewise, that His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Him with. So who knows more about Allah azza wa jalla than Himself? No one. From mankind, who knows more about Allah azza wa jalla than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No one. So if we want to learn about Allah, we have to read about what He has told us about Himself in His book. And if we want to learn about Allah, we have to likewise read and learn what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about Him in his authentic sunnah. This is the case. How is that? How is that? The people of knowledge, they say that we believe in the attributes that Allah has described Himself with in His book, and we believe in the attributes that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Him with in his sunnah. بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ وَبِغَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. Now we believe in the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ وَبِغَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. These are the four things here. So the four things that we want to learn about now are these terms here. And these, the people of knowledge, they call them المحاذير الأربعة. المحاذير الأربعة. The four things that you have to stay away from and that you do not do. There's four things that you do not want to do whenever you believe in the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. المحاذير. المحاذير من حذر يحذر احذر. المحاذير. المحاذير الأربعة. Four things that you have to stay away from. And four things that you cannot do whenever you talk about the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we believe in them, but بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيف. So the first word we want to learn is التَحْرِيف. التَحْرِيف. تَحْرِيف. التَحْرِيف means distortion. Means to distortion. يعني to change. And distort the meaning or the word. So we don't do that. We believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and in the names and the attributes that He mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His book, but we don't change the meaning. We don't change the meaning. We don't change the meaning. The meaning of the word, for example, the word that Allah Azza wa Jal, He hears, as-sama'. Allah, He hears, and from His names, as-sami'. So we know what sama' means. So we don't change the meaning. Sama', it means hearing. So Allah, He has hearing. And likewise, Allah, He says, for example, in His book, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah, He loves the good doers. So we know what love means. We don't change the meaning. We don't say, oh, love, it means that He wants good or this or that. But rather, love, it means love, that Allah loves. Allah, He has love from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-mahabba, al-azima. He has love. He has love. Do we understand? So we don't change the meaning. First, number one, التحريف means distortion. We don't change the meanings. We do not change the meanings. We believe in His names and attributes without changing the meanings. Because the words, they have meanings in Arabic, and we understand them in the Arabic language. So we say, السمع means hearing, and علم means knowledge. For example, Allah, He says, وَيَبَقَ وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The face of Allah will remain. The face of Allah will remain. ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The possessor of honor and nobility and majesty. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, He says in His book that he has a face. So we say that. And we know what wajh means. Wajh, it means face. It means face. So this is the first point. We do not change the meaning. We do not change the meaning. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ Rather, Allah, He said about Himself, rather both of His hands are stretched out wide, are stretched out far. سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى Meaning that He has hands. So Allah, He said He has hands. So we say He has hands. So we do not change the meaning. That's number one. We don't change the meaning. وَلَا تَعْطِيلَ التَّحْرِيف means distortion. We don't change the meaning. To change the meaning. To distort the meaning. وَلَا تَعْطِيلَ تَعْطِيل means to deny. To deny the meaning. To deny the attribute. التَعْطِيل means to deny the attribute. We don't deny it likewise. We don't say, oh, he doesn't have hands. Or we don't say, oh, he doesn't hear. Or we don't say, oh, he doesn't have mercy. Or he doesn't love. Because Allah, He said He loves. And Allah, He said He has hands. And Allah, He said that He has a face. So all of these attributes that Allah, He said about Himself, then we affirm them and we do not deny them. We affirm them and we do not deny them. So the first two, we do not change the meaning. And we do not deny them. We do not change the meaning. And we do not deny them. وَبِغَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ The next two, التَكْيِيف. التَكْيِيف, it means to ask how. To think about how. We don't think about how. Allah, He says that He hears. We don't say, how does He hear? That's bad. Allah said He sees. We don't say, how does He see? Allah, He knows everything. We don't say, how He knows. Allah, He said He has a face. We don't say, how He has a face. Allah, He says that He has hands. We don't say, how does He have hands? How are His hands? We don't ask how. About the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't ask how. Because He didn't tell us how they are. We have seen before, to believe in Allah means to believe in His existence. And His life. So do we know how His existence is and how His life is? Do we know how the life of Allah is and how His existence is? No, we don't. But we believe in it. Same way, likewise, we don't know how His hearing is as well. But we believe in it because He affirmed that. And same thing, likewise, His face. We believe He has a face. And we affirm that. And we don't deny that. And we don't change the meaning. And we don't ask how. We don't know how. We don't know how His life is. And His essence is, and likewise we don't know how His attributes are, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we believe in His life and His existence, and we believe in His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, without distorting the meaning, and without denying them, بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ And without asking how are they? And without asking or thinking about how they are. وَبِغَيْرِ تَكِيفٍ And the last one, وَلَا التَّمْثِيلٍ وَلَا التَّمْثِيلٍ At-tamthil is to make a resemblance to the creation. It's to make a resemblance to the creation. So we don't make a resemblance to the creation. We don't say that Allah, He hears like this, or hears like that, or that He sees like this, or He sees like that, the way this one sees in the creation. That's how Allah sees. Or we don't say that Allah, His face is like the face of the human being, or the face of this, or the face of that, or that His hands are like this, or the hands of this, or the hands of that. La. La. We don't do none of these things. So the four words, what are they? At-tahrif. It means distortion. Well, meaning to change the meaning. And at-ta'til. What does ta'til mean? To deny. To deny the meaning. And to deny the attribute. And the third one is at-takyif. At-takyif means to ask how. How is it? We don't do that either. And At-tamthil, it means to make a resemblance, to resemble it to the creation. We don't do any of these things. And the creed of Ahl Sunnah with regards to the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal is based upon a noble verse in the Quran. In Surah Shura, Allah He says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْرِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ لَيْسَ كَمِثْرِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ That there is nothing like Him whatsoever. And He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So in this noble verse, Allah is clarifying some great points with regards to how we believe in Him and in His names and attributes. In the first part of this verse, Allah, He negates from Himself having any likening. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There's nothing like Him whatsoever. And this is similar to the statement of Allah in Surah Al-Ikhlas. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like Him. There's nothing resembling Him. There's nothing resembling Him or similar to Him. And there's nothing like Him. But after that He says, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like Him whatsoever. And He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So that means that in the end of the verse, He affirmed for Himself hearing and seeing. But in the beginning of the verse, He negated from Himself having any resemblance to anything in the creation. So therefore, He has hearing, but it's not like anything in the creation. And He has seeing, but it's not like anything in the creation. Because the attribute of seeing, generally, we share in that, but our seeing is not like His seeing. Just like the way we see and the cat see is not the same, likewise, the way that we see and the Creator sees is not the same. Do we understand that? A cat can see, and a snake can see, and ants, they can see, and the likes like this, they are able to see all these different animals. They're able to see all these different creations, they're able to see, but they don't see how we see. What about fish? Do they see the way we see? Fish, they see things differently. They have vision, they have sight, but it's not like ours. Birds, can birds see? Do we see like birds see? You know, birds can see so super, super, super far away. They'll be like really, really high in the sky, and they can see like some rabbit really, really far away and go get him and eat him up. From super, super far away, we can't even see him, but the birds can see him. Our seeing is not like the seeing of the birds. Is it the same? No, it's different. If that's the case between the sight of the creatures and the creation, then no doubt the sight of the Creator is completely different. He sees all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He doesn't see the way we see. Do you understand that? Likewise, with regards to the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, does the human being have a face? Do elephants have a face? Do ants have a face? Do rhinoceroses have a face? Do cats have a face? Does the watch have a face? What about a mountain? Does it have a face? What about the table? Does it have a face? Are they the same? Is the face of the watch like the face of the elephant? If I said, oh man, the face of my watch has got scratches on it. Somebody scratched the face of my watch. Or if you say, well, look at that man climbing up the face of that mountain. You're like, whoa, there's so many people on the face of the earth. Do you think the face of the earth, it has like a big trunk, like an elephant face? When you say the face of the earth, do you think of like some big tusks and some big trunk like an elephant face? Or do you think like some nice eyebrows and some eyelashes like a man's face? Whenever you say the face of the earth, nose doesn't even come to mind. When you say the face of the earth, does nose even come to mind? Like whenever you say face of the elephant, does nose even come to mind? A trunk comes to mind. Elephants don't have noses, they have trunks. They have trunks, right? He's got a big old trunk. Khurtum, right? But do they all share one thing? The name. They're all called face. The man has a face, and the ant has a face, and the cat has a face, and the mountain has a face, and the watch has a face. Okay, what about this? Hands. Does the man have a hand? Okay, what else has hands? What else has hands? from the creation. Huh? Oh, the clock has hands. Whoa. Are they clock hands like my hands? No, they're way different. They're way different. They're so different. The clock hands and the watch hands and the people hands, they're like super different. Super different. So whenever you think about the hands on the clock, you don't even think about the hands like a man. It doesn't even cross your mind. This is how, likewise, whenever Allah, He affirms for Himself He has hands, it should not cross our mind that they're like the hands of a clock. Nor should it cross our minds that they're like the hands of a man or a woman or a creature or a creation. Because Allah, He says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So therefore, we have to stay away from these things. We believe in all of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal that He mentioned about Himself in His book, and likewise that His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Him. But we do not make tahrif. We do not distort the meaning. We do not change the meaning and say that His hands means, oh, His strength. La, hands means hands. Hands doesn't mean quwwa. Huh? Even if they said hand means quwwa. So, bel quwwatahu mabsubtatan, both of His powers. Or it doesn't even make sense. It's not even right. This is misguidance. Hands means hands. We know what they mean. So we don't change the meaning. And we do not deny them. We do not deny, oh no, there's no hands. La, Allah, He said there's hands. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said there's hands. And then also we never seen His hands, so we don't say how are they. And also we don't liken them to the creation. They're not like the hands of the creation. His hands are not like clock hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His hands are not like the hands of men. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing like Him whatsoever. His hands, we don't know how they are. So all of His attributes, what do we say? We believe in them in a manner befitting His majesty. So Allah, He has knowledge. With regards to the takyif, we don't say how. But we do know how in general. And they're in a manner befitting His majesty. He has knowledge in a manner befitting His majesty. All encompassing, perfect, absolute knowledge. Hearing, He has hearing in a manner befitting His majesty. He hears all things in a manner befitting His majesty. A supreme, absolute, all-encompassing hearing. And likewise, life, His life is perfect with no deficiency whatsoever. And it's a perfect life, an absolute life of perfection with no deficiency, no weakness, no tiredness, no need whatsoever. His life is in a manner befitting His majesty. Likewise, He has a face, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His face is in a manner befitting His majesty. We do not know how it is. We do not know how it is. He has hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner befitting His majesty. كَمَا يَلِيكُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the summarized belief with regards to this affair. And we want to begin by learning these four mahadir. Tahrif, we don't distort or change the meaning. At-ta'til, we do not deny the meaning likewise or the attribute. At-takyif, we do not ask how. We do not ask how, likewise. And at-tamthil, and we do not liken Him to His creation. Because Allah, He is the creator. And He is not like His creation. Allah, He created mankind, and He created the jinn, and He created the mountains and the trees, and the fish and the seas. And He created all of His creation, and none of it is like Him. And none of it is like Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, there is nothing like Him whatsoever. And He is the Master and the King. And He is the Most High and Lofty and Supreme. And He is Al-Kabir, Al-Muta'al, the Greatest and the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like Him whatsoever. And He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So therefore, we affirm His names and attributes for Him, but we do not liken them to the creation. And we do not ask how they are. And we do not deny them likewise, because Allah knows best about Himself, and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows best about Him likewise. And we do not distort or change the meanings. We do not distort or change the meanings. Is this clear? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. With regards to the homework, we have some students who have shared their efforts, and we are very happy. Jazahum Allahu khayra. May Allah reward them with the best reward. Some very beautiful efforts and writings and tests and books, mashallah, and poems and the likes, very, very beneficial and very, very excellent. May Allah accept from you your efforts. And those who have turned in thus far, hastening to do good and being a leader and a qudwa upon the khair, may Allah reward you. Allahu Akbar. As for those who have not turned theirs in yet, then alhamdulillah, we give another week until next Monday to finish that which they have prepared. Although we were hoping it would be finished before now, but alhamdulillah, there's still time. So if you have already started, you have some extra time to finish. And if you have not started yet, you still have extra time to begin and to finish. And we encourage all of you to participate and to benefit and to share with others. And what we have received so far is very, very beautiful and very, very good. Alhamdulillah. And we're very, very happy. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to accept from us and from you and to make it beneficial for us and for you. So those who have proceeded, again, Jazakum Allahu khayra, alhamdulillah. And they're the qudwa in this. Eh? And now those who have not proceeded, take a look at those efforts and try to catch up. And try to catch up. Ah, yeah, you. Little one. Now, try to catch up. Jazakum Allahu khayra, wa barakallahu fikum, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.